Prince Alexei and Felix. It was almost dawn. The prince lay deep asleep, and Beauty, who had been waiting for his heavy sleeping breaths, slipped out of the bed, and on all fours, out of stealth, not obedience, crept into the corridor. She had lain for a long time looking at the door, seeing that it had never been really shut, and she might make her small escape without noise if she only had the courage. She crept to the top of the steps. The light fell full on Prince Alexei, and she could see that his organ was rigid as before, and Squire Felix was talking to him softly. She could not hear what the squire said, but she was furious to see him awake. She had hoped that he too would now be sleeping. And as she watched, quite unknown to Squire Felix, she saw him come round in front of Prince Alexei and torment the organ again with a volley of slaps that sounded very loud in the empty stairwell. The captive prince gave a little moan, and Beauty could see his chest heave with his breath. Squire Felix walked back and forth restlessly. Then he looked at the prince, and it seemed he turned his head from left to right, as though listening. Beauty held her breath. She was terrified she might be discovered. Squire Felix drew near to Prince Alexei, and putting his arms around his hips, he covered Prince Alexei's organ with his mouth and began sucking it. Beauty was beside herself with frustration and anger. This was just what she had meant to do. She had imagined herself braving all dangers to do it, and now she was forced to watch as Squire Felix tormented the poor prince. But to her surprise, Squire Felix was not merely tantalizing Prince Alexei. Squire Felix seemed quite in earnest. He was ravaging the organ with a regular rhythm, and Beauty knew from the moans that Prince Alexei couldn't conceal he was now reaching the climax of his passion. His taut, cruelly bound body shuddered with one protracted groan after another, and then he lay still as Squire Felix drew back and moved into the shadows. It seemed he spoke to Prince Alexei then. Beauty leaned her head against the stone balustrade. After a little while, Squire Felix told Prince Alexei to wake, and he gave the organ those tormenting slaps again, and when it seemed reluctant, Squire Felix seemed fearful and became threatening. But Prince Alexei was deep asleep in his painful tethers, and Beauty was very pleased to see this. She turned and silently made her way back to the bedroom door when she realized that someone was near her. She was so frightened that she almost screamed, a mistake which would surely have destroyed her. But she covered her mouth, and lifting her eyes, she saw in the distant shadows the figure of Lord Gregory watching her. This was the grey-haired lord who had wanted so to discipline her properly, who had called her spoilt. Yet he did not move. He stood still, watching her. And when she had stopped trembling, she rushed as quickly as she could back to the prince's bed and slipped under the coverlet beside him. He had never awakened. She lay in the dark waiting for Lord Gregory to come, but he did not, and she soon realized he would not dream of waking the prince. And then she was half dozing. She was thinking of Prince Alexei in a thousand ways, of the redness of his sore flesh after the paddle, of his beautiful brown eyes, and his strong, somewhat compact body. She was thinking of his glossy hair against her, the secret kiss he gave her thighs, and how, after this terrible humiliation, he had given her that smile which was so serene and affectionate. The torment between her legs was no worse than before, and no better. She dared not touch it with her fingers, lest she be discovered, and it was too shameful to think of such things, and she was sure the prince would never allow it.